"Are we sinking?" Mrs. Stanton asked me. She was quite calm and controlled. "I don't know," I said. "I don't think so, but I think we should get out on deck." Mrs. Stanton was picking up her bag. "We must take nothing with us, my dear." Mr. Stanton spoke to her very gently but firmly as he took it from her. "But all my precious things, my mother's necklace, my photographs," she cried. "You and Lizabeth are all that's precious," he said quietly. He turned to me. "Johnny, you will take care of Lizabeth." Lizabeth's hand had crept into mine. It was cold. She looked up at me, her eyes full of bewilderment. She seemed still only half awake. It was only as we were leaving the cabin that she seemed to begin to comprehend what was going on. She grabbed her father's arm suddenly. "Papa, what about Caspar? We can't leave Caspar." "We leave everything behind, Lizabeth, and I mean everything." Mr. Stanton spoke very firmly to her. "Now, follow me and stay close." Staying close was not easy, because the corridors and gangways were full of people, and many of them were carrying or dragging heavy bags. Lizabeth kept saying it again and again to me now. "What about Caspar? We can't leave him, Johnny. We can't. Please. All those people, they've got bags. They're carrying things. Please." She was trying to tug me back all the time, but I knew there was nothing I could say to comfort her. I had to ignore her and keep going. As we got up onto the boat deck and out into the cold air, I realised that the ship was listing noticeably more severely than before. I saw dozens of post bags being piled up on deck and abandoned luggage everywhere. Boats were being lowered away and the band was playing. Everywhere, people were gathered in small groups, huddling together against the cold, some with blankets round their shoulders. A few were praying aloud, but most stood in silence, waiting patiently. I recognised Mr. Lightoller, the officer we'd seen in the captain's cabin, going about the deck, organising, spreading calm as he went, and explaining to everyone that it would be women and children first, that when all the women and children were safely away in the lifeboats, then the men could leave. When he turned to Mrs. Stanton and told her it was her turn to get into one of the boats, she clung to her husband and refused.